ever wondered how People's Postcode Lottery works? Easy. Your postcode is your ticket. And every weekday, it gives you the chance to win £1,000 or £30,000 every weekend. And every month, players in your postcode could win a share of £3 million. Join in at postcodelottery.co.uk/radio before midnight on the 23rd of July to play in the August draws. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 16 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly.
You're now tuned into Bars and Hoops Radio, where the world of hip-hop and sports live.
Union Square, I was there. Bars and Hoops Radio. Yo, it's Bills the Great. Pop the bearded one. Daz, let's fight. Zah, let's argue. Bars and Hoops Radio. J.O.J., $6 billion man.
Bars and Hoops Radio.
Yeah. Let's get loose. Yo, I number two pencil my bars. When it comes to hoops, I play the 4-5 with the drive of a guard. Tournaments with hood stars. They pay the ref a couple of yards to throw the game with an offensive charge. On the bench, it was a firing squad. Wasn't having it. They turned the championship to something hazardous. Some players just never made it out. They died by the dots, by the foul line, the empty Glock, the game shot clock. I know ghetto fiasco. Now I'm the truth like the magic lasso. King of the castle. In Queens, I got a team of jackals. LT with the tackle, graffiti on the scaffold. Ball head with my shadow, rocking the giant afro. Big East with the stats, a triple threat. Southpaw, rip through your breast with a pinch of finesse. Before I lay up, I try to bang it on them, rip the net. Bars and hoops, step your game up, we winning. Who got next?
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Steals the Great. Pop the bearded one.
Let's get it.
Des Weir ain't here. We got Tiny, a.k.a. Union Square, in the building, though.
I was there.
You know what I mean? We got my homie Zah Flair in the building.
You know.
And we got DJ JOJ on the ones and twos. We all Bars and Hoops Radio. Fellas, another episode, man. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about today, man. You know what I mean? We definitely going to talk a little bit about that NFL. We're going to definitely cover some of the hip-hop. And we got a specially invited guest today, man. My man, TGI Fly, man, going to come through and kick it with the gang. But to set things off, man, let's get to the NFL and Patrick Mahomes getting to that shmoney.
A.K.A. Patrick Mahoney.
Word, for he real, man.
Money.
Getting to the bag, man. Cash. Talk about it. Talk about it, Pop. Talk about it.
Like I said, man, first off, shout to Bars and Hoops Radio. Don't forget, give us a call, 516-206-0711. The boy is popping out here today, man. Patrick Mahomes is out here getting paid. He getting NBA numbers, too.
I wouldn't even say that.
He getting that's NBA money.
That's a baseball contract.
Facts. Shout out to Zah.
Matter of fact, Mike Trout, he making more bread than Mike Trout. Or so we think.
503.
Ooh.
Or so we think.
Talk about it.
When we get into the numbers, first off, the Chiefs would be silly not to sign him anyway, but we're going to break down a little bit of this contract. So now.
Let's go.
Everybody first heard the big news. First, it was 10 years for $400 million, right? Then the scene, the numbers kept going up every time you turned around. 403, 477, now it's 503. Now, the thing is with Patrick Mahomes' contract is that it's not only just a contract that he signed on the end of his rookie deal. It's an extension. So because it's an extension, he's also getting the money that he was due for his rookie deal, which is $27 million.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So add that to that money. Right? Now, it's like I said, it's a 10-year, $450 million extension that is added onto the 2 years and the $27 million remaining on his rookie deal.
Yes.
So that forms it a 12-year, $477 million deal. See, the numbers start changing. You reach 503 by adding the $25 million incentives for the AFC Championship wins and Super Bowl wins over the life of the contract.
He's getting that.
You know he getting that.
He getting that, for sure.
And when you think about that, you think about who's in his conference. Ain't nobody stopping them kids.
Well, I wouldn't say that. The Patriots are back, and they got Cam, a.k.a. Superman, there. Don't front on Cam, man.
You know,
Belichick has worked with worse than Cam, kid. So I wouldn't just give it to the Chiefs right away, man. But Belichick, man, and that New England Patriots revamped offense behind Cam Newton, and that three headed monster at running back, man. I don't know, man.
I got to point it out that Patrick Mahomes throws no look passes.
That's a fact.
That's a good.
Yeah, he's definitely like a point guard out
there. I've never seen nothing like that before.
He's something different.
He definitely is.
This guy is.
It's ridiculous.
Like Aaron Rodgers 8.0.
That's a fact.
8.0. Aaron Rodgers, that title, as far as the best quarterback in the NFL, quickly left.
Oh, yeah. And now they think about getting rid of him.
The year before he won the Super Bowl,
uh-huh.
Patrick Mahomes earned that title.
And if you think Aaron Rodgers ain't on the block, sadly mistaken. But we're going to leave that alone.
I'm still scared of him, though.
We ain't going to get into Rodgers going anywhere. He's a bad dude. But here's a breakdown of the cash flow.
Let's go.
So y'all ready for this, right? Yes. He get a $10 million signing bonus right off the rip. And I think the signing bonus is like, wow, I would love to just sign my name somewhere and get 10 stacks passed to me under the table in a briefcase, right?
Yes.
So now his base salary for every year, so 2021 is going to be $990,000. 2022, $1.5 million.
Uh-huh.
2023, $5.5 million.
Uh-huh.
2024, $2.5 million. 2025, $2.5 million. 2026, $2.5 million. 2027, $10 million base salary. 2028, $13 million. 2029, $20.5 million. You notice, see, it's heavy at the end. We all know how that goes.
That's how it works, though.
But let me finish. Mm-hmm. 2030, $27 million. And 2031, $38 million.
Million dollars.
Million.
Milking the dog.
You know what the best part is?
What's that?
The Chiefs, his contract doesn't take a cap hit until his seventh year of that contract.
Shout out to Zah.
But that's crazy. So that's, they still
right
can keep
getting players
around them. You know what I'm saying? Until the seventh year, then they got. That's the seventh year.
Now his roster bonuses, though.
Yeah.
Whoa. Shout to his agent.
Yeah.
Who's his agent? We got to dig into that.
Who is his agent?
His agent just pointed out, listen, his roster bonuses are go from $20 million, because I don't want to go through all the years again, but $21
million.
Million. Million. To the point of 2027 going all the way up to $49
million.
Million. And then the last year, 2031, it starts to break down from $30 million to $23 to $22 to $13.9
million. Million.
He's getting bread, kid.
Yeah, he's getting that money, kid. He's definitely getting that money. So the next question is, what does he have to do to justify him receiving this contract, man? What in your eyes would make it right for him to have this money? In your mind. He's already won a Super Bowl.
I about to say.
Repeat. He's already won a Super Bowl.
Repeat.
But they paid him after that because they expected more Super Bowls.
Or do you think they paid him because when the last time Kansas City actually had a winning quarterback?
Alex Smith.
Smith. Oh, yeah.
But,
wait a minute.
Alex Smith.
Winning
quarterback.
Alex was a winning quarterback.
He was a, all right.
But the last quarterback that they had that was relevant, Joe Montana.
And Steve that was off the 49ers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, of course, they finally got themselves a franchise quarterback. You know what I mean? Because they haven't had one in years. You know what I mean? They've had a bunch of journeymen come through and leave. But he's the first one that they've actually drafted.
Right.
That they can say, you know what, we can build around him.
Right.
I have a question for you gentlemen.
Let's go.
Do you guys think that he's going to play out the whole 10 years of that contract?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
That's a long contract for him to stay in one place, and you know the NFL, they move around and move around. I mean, think they're trying to make a dynasty, but I don't see him doing the whole
but
thing.
But this is what I mean. See, when you get to that 2027, where it's $10 million base salary and $49 million roster bonus. Mm.
But see, that's come on, Zai. Like, how are you gonna say he's not going to get that money?
No, I
mean, he's not going to be there, and he's getting all that bread. Like,
because it may become a time like when the team won't win for you know that whole 10-year period. It may be a time where the team fell short. They may, they may want to go into rebuilding or whatever the situation may be.
Here's the question though: how did he perform? See,
But he can't throw to himself?
He can't, but if you put weapons around him with that kind of bread you're paying him, he's definitely going to be around. How old? Patrick Mahomes is like, what, 22?
He's a baby, man.
We talking 10 years, he'd be 32.
He don't even have
Kaepernick is 32 trying to get in the league, son. Let's put that in perspective. Tom Brady is playing, and he's like 40-something years old. So as long as he could avoid injury, as long as he could avoid making those crazy mistakes off the field, which I don't see him doing.
Nah, that's not
him. He's poised to make all of that money. I think if anything, when he gets to the last 2-3 years of his deal, they're going to be but he's still going to be young.
He'll be good up until that seventh year when the cap takes the hit.
Let me tell y'all something, man. What y'all are failing, well, I ain't going to say Pop because Pop is just predicting him to play. But what most people are going to fail to realize is that he's an athlete, man. He's a world-class athlete. It's their job, like how we got jobs every day.
Facts.
And to come here every week and put on a good show for the people. Sir. His job is to stay in shape and to make sure that he get on that field every game of that contract. And with that $400 million, if that doesn't motivate him to do like LeBron James and take care of his body, then he doesn't deserve to get that money. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't see that.
They put the carrot out there already.
And I don't see that. You know?
And stack the teams. But go ahead.
Because football is different. But if they protect him with a nice offensive line, I think that he'll last.
But here's the thing.
Look how long Brett Favre played.
Stills, they didn't have the greatest offensive line around when he was playing for these past 2 years. And look what he was doing.
They were all right. The offense was fine.
The offensive line. He was scrambling a lot.
Offensive line, that's his part of his game.
Yeah, he moves. He's a mobile quarterback.
It's the defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember, he came back every game in the playoffs, including the Super Bowl, from 10 or more points.
Facts.
No quarterback has ever done that.
Listen.
In the NFL. 10 or more points from every game, including the Super Bowl.
Until.
I think that he's going to have all the incentive. He has all the incentive to stay healthy. And I think that, you know, people are going to be in his ear to make sure that he's doing the right thing to keep himself healthy, man. That's a lot of money. His contract can potentially be what? You said upwards of 475?
Yeah.
500? Like, that's enough motivation to make sure that I'm healthy. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I'm not eating candy. Facts. I'm not doing nothing.
Or you spending that million a year like LeBron.
Yeah, facts. And then the Chiefs need to make sure that they put the right people around him, too. To protect him. You know what I mean? That's their investment.
Right.
At the end of the day. They want to keep butts in seats. They need to keep him protected and upright. Look how long Brett Favre played, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Look how long guys like Steve DeBerg played. Joe Montana played.
Yep.
Drew Brees. You know what I'm saying? All of these guys played very long careers, and they weren't even half as mobile he is.
And I got to point out that he did have a scary injury at one point.
Yes, that kneecap situation.
That kneecap situation was crazy.
But he came back in the same year and won a Super Bowl.
Facts. Yeah. So if anybody deserved that money, he deserved that money.
And the question. The contract can always be restructured if need be.
If need be. But I don't know if he's going for that.
Well, maybe not.
I'm not giving him nothing.
Man. Word.
Like, no backsies. You know what I mean? Word to mother. But what the next question is, what could you buy with that Mahomes money? Let's see where the minds are on here, man.
Let's go. You're going to go clockwise or counterclockwise on the table, because if you let me go first, this is going to be a problem.
How much again? How much is it?
503.
$503 million.
$503 million?
What you doing with that money, Jay?
What I'm doing? I'm building my own country, man. What you call it name? The white dude that had his own island.
Epstein?
Epstein. Yeah, I'm doing that Epstein.
No, but he was doing all the wrong
things. Yeah, I ain't doing all that crazy stuff, but I'm just saying, I'm going to have my own island. Trust me, yo.
He going to be like Han from Enter the Dragon. Like this, look, Han's island.
You're going to need a boat to get to him.
Yeah, that's a lot to do, man. Think about. Ooh. I mean, I'm going with what the wave is right now. I'm putting a whole lot of money in crypto. Because I want to make sure that my kids don't got to worry about nothing. I mean, it's hard to say, man. I don't want to say.
That's a lot of money, kid.
That's a lot of money. I don't want to say frivolous things like that lose value as soon as you buy it. You know what I mean? I'm looking to make that money start working for me.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
You can't trick all that money.
Right,
can't. That's too much, man. Nah,
like, Hammer tried it, though.
Hammer tried it, goddamn.
Wow.
Hammer tried it, though.
I think I'm content. You give me a nice home, I set my immediate members up.
Uh-huh.
Nice couple of nice cars, and I'm good. I mean, I would buy some stocks. Like, I mean, I got stocks now, but I would buy a couple of S&P 500, 10,000 index funds.
Uh-huh.
And I'm good.
All right, well,
no.
Y'all ready for the guard? Y'all ready? Y'all ready for the bandit one? Because
first and foremost, 50 Cent mansion. Or something.
I'm blowing 30.
You are 50 Cent.
I'm mansion. Blowing 30 mil. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it a Honda.
Shout out to Pop. He said he's gonna blow.
I'm blowing 30 mil.
That's it. Just 30.
I'm gonna be real gorgeous with it though, because I'm first and foremost losing weight. Don't ask me how. I will lose a couple pounds.
Spending $5,000 on lipo.
Hey, listen, man. you can work it out, or you could go to Dr. Miami like all the other IG models out here.
And shout out to Tiny on the camera. Yo, facts. I thought he was part of the show. He's cameraman today. What's going on?
So,
let's go, man.
Yo, I got to say,
that goddamn camera down, man.
What you going to do with $503 million, man?
Yo, listen, I'm with Pop. The first thing I'm doing is I'm blowing $2 million off the rip.
He said $2 million.
Tiny is cheap.
I let him do the 30. I'm going to blow $2 million.
Mr. Tight Pockets.
I'm blowing. Yo,
I could spend $2 million in my sleep if I had that money.
Remember Brewster's Millions?
Yeah.
I'm blowing $2 million right up there. Right off the. Yo, that's
telling
it.
You, man.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm throwing wild parties. I'm going to build a racetrack in the mountains. I'm going to have penguins in the Kool-Aid, Siberian tigers at the door. It's over.
I'm over here, man.
I'm gonna get a wild big chair made out of granite.
Oh my God,
with two pillars.
Trying to outdo the Netherlands. That's what I'm saying.
I guess I'm the simple one here.
I'm not even gonna front though. The first thing I would do is make sure I have the accounts for my sons and my kids and everything.
Of course.
So everybody be straight. Like if anything happens, I'm gonna make sure, and I'm gonna take a couple of people with me. That's going to be, you know, it ain't
shout
fun.
Out to Tiny.
It ain't fun being a millionaire by yourself, man. It ain't even fun. Always fun when you got your boys with you and they got just the amount of money and y'all all doing the same thing.
God. I beg to differ.
Here we go.
Because
no.
I got a wife. That's good enough.
Word.
Wifey coming with me.
And it'll never be enough, kid.
But you know what? Real talk. Everybody here got close friends. Real close friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
So y'all would just leave them in the dust?
Yes.
No, I'm just joking. I don't know. I'll take care of all my peoples. You know what I'm saying? Take care of them. Get them a nice piece. Like, yo, you can't blow this. You can't mess this up. You mess this up, man. Don't call me for nothing.
Oh, hold on. That's another thing.
What?
When I give you money, it's coming with a contract.
Coming
with a contract. First thing, don't you go running your mouth to people that I gave you something. Because I don't want them coming after me looking for money because I gave you something. So if you run your mouth, whatever they want is coming out your pocket. Number two, if you blow your money and you F it up, don't come looking for me, man, because I looked out for you. Yeah. And I don't want to hear that sad story.
You forgot the most important thing.
What?
The first thing that's going to happen is my number's changing, for one. So I ain't got to worry about all those phone calls you talking about. I'm gonna end up giving my people some bread.
Yo,
word to mother. True story. I thought I hit the lotto. Go ahead.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is real. One time I hit the lotto for $25,000.
Shout out to Tiny.
Right? For $25,000. I hit the four number, 1713. I ain't gonna never forget.
Can I get a dollar?
I hit it for $25,000.
Can I get a dollar?
I had people calling me on my job like, yo, Tiny, what up? I heard the good news.
25
Yo,
bands.
Let me hold something. Yo,
shout out to Roosevelt.
Yo, it was crazy. It wasn't even Roosevelt, man. It was Georgia.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, it was crazy because I felt like the way they were coming at me, I felt like I had multi-millions, man. They only hit me hard for 25. So I can imagine what it would look like. If I was up in that high bracket with 503.
Yo, Stills, how did Jay-Z say? He said, the Reaper done came.
Word. For real.
You got to watch out, too, because he's employed, so he's going to get taxed on a lot of that, too. So.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Unless he does the right thing. But go ahead, Stills.
But to be honest, though, like I said, take care of all my peoples.
Yeah.
Make sure I make some solid investments because I want that money to continue to work for me.
Facts.
I'll probably blow a couple of dollars, man. But one thing that I would do. Is definitely create, and they'll probably want to assassinate me, All Black Sports League.
Oh, yeah.
all black sports league.
Don't do that, brother.
I build it from the ground up.
I want to keep you around for another 25.
I know. But that's the first thing that I'm looking to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Starting something from the ground up that can continue on. You know what I mean? So that my kids can continue to reap the benefits off of that, man.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
It's a fact.
Helps jumpstart that. But, you know, that's what I would do with the money, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure everybody here take care of Bars and Hoops Radio, right?
Oh, that's without question.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it would be in gold.
No. What I would do, your end game, said we get something crazy. A whole, like Ghost's joint.
Early.
Like the club.
Oh, well, the end game?
Joint.
Nah, well, you know what? That's not a good idea now, because coronavirus. It's real. Coronavirus. Yeah, that shuts
you're right.
All indoor events down.
For now.
Nah, forever. Get this over.
I ain't going to say
life
forever,
as we knew it is over. You see what's happening around the country?
It's a wrap,
mother, kid, yo.
People can't sit down.
Damn, kid. Everything now is through virtuality, man. Everything is through the camera. Everything is through the camera now. You know what I mean?
Yep. And $500 million, it's a good chance you're going to get caught up in some entanglements.
Shout out to Shannon Wells.
We're going to leave that alone.
You see they got the clothing line now, right?
Entanglements clothing line?
Oh, God.
The hat with the shoes and the shirt.
Damn,
hey, yo, they
trademarked that immediately.
They running my man Will into the ground, man.
That's all I seen on social media yesterday was Entanglement. They remixed to Jada. Entanglement. Like, it's just crazy.
So, guys, what did 50 say, though, for Will Smith to say, bump you?
Well, 50.
It got funky.
Talk about it, Tiny.
Yeah, 50. You know how 50 usually be clowning? He was like, damn, Will. Like, yo, what do you do after this? You know what I'm saying? Yo, what do you do after this happened? And he said, I'm not laughing, is it? This is not a funny matter. Yeah. What do you do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
Will, yeah, 50 Will, was rubbing it in.
Will Smith had that look on his face, yo. That,
yo, he looked hurt.
That, yo, that look on his face was priceless, man.
He looked hurt.
Yo, man. I had to give him credit, though.
I guess he thought he was ready.
So it was an interview or something? And
50 was, it basically was a text.
Like a DM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like, yo, Will, what's up, man? You all right? I'm just checking in on you. He's like, yeah, I'm good. Thanks for asking, brother. He said, yo, why does she do that to you like that?
Yeah,
like,
why did you come
on national TV and do that? Like,
and then why she say that like that?
He said, yeah, exactly.
You know 50 meant the, you know 50's he meant
a fool,
troll, man.
He's a super troll, man, for real, man. But talking about guys that's getting to it, man. Colin Kaepernick. Talk about Colin Kaepernick, Zai, and his partnership deal with Disney.
Here we go.
Colin Kaepernick.
Let's go.
Mr. Controversial over here. You know, he went from NFL quarterback to activist. Recently signed a deal with Disney, as he's going to do a documentary about himself. I believe it's going to be a series of shows. He's stating that from him going to quarterback to him leading up to where he is now, we're going to see. It's going to be very interesting, man. They don't have any details as far as when it's supposed to come out, but
isn't it supposed to be about social justice and everything too?
Yep. Okay. It's going to lead up.
That's
from
big.
It's going to lead up his time from quarterback of the 49ers all the way up to what he's doing now, and the things that he's doing now as far as being active in the community and stuff like that. He's telling the story from his perspective on what got him here. So, you know, we're going to see this. I'm surprised, me personally, Disney is doing this. It's going to be premiered through ESPN Films. But, you know, me watching ESPN a lot, they stay away from the political. So I'm very surprised.
But it's Disney. Disney owns.
Yeah, they're the parent company,
right?
You know, because they won't even let certain shows like Stephen A. and them show talk about that.
But remember this, not to stop you, Disney just changed one of the Splash Mountain. Now Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Now Splash Mountain had a slavery hymn that they were singing in the background. I wouldn't say it was something that's part of a movie.
Yeah.
that was like, you know, talking down or whatever. And they cleaning up that whole ride. They changing it up. See, one thing about them, though, they smart. They realize when it's not going their way.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just to interrupt on that.
Now, part of the deal would focus on them telling scripted and unscripted stories that explore race, social injustice, and the quest for equality. It would also provide a platform to showcase the work of black and brown producers and directors. The new deal reaches Disney platforms, including Walt Disney Television, ESPN, Hulu, The Undefeated, and its digital animation studio, Pixar. So, you know, they got a couple of spots, you know, where you can see this, and it's going down. It'll be interesting to see. I can't wait to see what it looks like when it comes out.
Do they got a purse on how much he's getting paid for?
None of the numbers are out there yet, Tony.
Never.
So,
but he ain't doing it for free, so you know.
Anything worth doing
for a fee.
I don't know if I don't even like it. I ain't gonna front.
Why?
Because, man, what he did with the Nike deal and how he did that. And then now all of a sudden he want to come back and do his documentary. But before he was all quiet. And the only reason he got his noise, back is because of what happened to George.
I ain't want to be the one to say it.
But listen. Wow. He already sacrificed his NFL career. How else you think he's supposed to eat?
He ain't sacrificed nothing because he got another opportunity.
Yeah, he got that Nike deal.
He's not there yet.
Yo, he got that Nike deal. And once he got that Nike deal, he had that stipend to be quiet. So now all of a sudden,
he said stipend to be quiet.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Well, listen, Disney and them might have came to him.
He said a stipend.
I'm sure they came to him. So what am I supposed to do? They come to me and they offer me, you want to tell your story? What do you want me to do? I'm going to tell my story.
He should have stuck by his guns and been like, yo, you know what? I'm still not saying nothing.
He stands to make more now talking about it than he did before.
See the point? Money's involved.
He got to eat.
They gave him the right money.
He got
to
eat.
But he want Jay-Z to fix the NFL for free.
For sure.
$32 billionaires in there. You wildin',
but
son.
You know the difference between that and Colin Kaepernick?
Give it to me.
One's a billionaire and one barely made $100
million. What?
One's a billionaire. One made $100 million. That's a hell of a difference in the purse.
Oh my God, man.
That's a hell of $100 million compares to 1 billion.
These niggas is haters.
Tell me how does $100 million compare to 1 billion? It doesn't,
but they still matter. $100 million ain't mad. $100 million still
sure ain't 1 billion.
It's still chilling. He's still chilling.
It's
with
not
1 mil.
Billion. And if I
wish somebody would come to me talking about they mad as hell because they only got 100 million. I wish somebody would come and talk to me about
dude,
that.
Dude, could you compare? I don't care how you slice it. I don't care what you put on the sandwich. 100 million does not compare to 1 billion.
Yo, kid. Shout out to Zion.
And the same way y'all knock him, and the same way y'all knock him for taking the check, Jay's taking one too.
Hold on.
So you can't knock one without knocking the other. You can't knock one without knocking the other.
You the one doing the knocking, kid. You know what I'm saying?
You can't knock Colin. You can't knock Colin for taking the check and knock Jay if he's taking it.
Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, that's a cop out.
That's a fifth, right? That's
real talk.
That's a cop out, man.
Two different occurrences happening.
Facts. If you think that Colin Kaepernick is moving more people on the load than Jay-Z, you sadly mistaken. Listen, Jay-Z is out here paying for advertisement for
like
black.
Like I said, $100 million, $1 billion.
But I tell you what, Jay-Z's making that happen silently. Colin Kaepernick had everybody's ear to make it happen. You know what he did? He took the bag. As long as he has that opportunity to speak and to talk about it. Remember, he's supposedly caught up in a case where, oh, you know what? They moving against me and I have proof. Listen, so now that you have proof,
there we go.
Now we gonna
I'm
go
not
into
arguing with you, Pop. Uh-huh. You're right. But just as well as he took the bag, they paid another guy to say, We above kneeling.
No, he said we're past.
He said we're past kneeling.
We're past kneeling.
Yeah, he got his back.
They paid another guy to say we past kneeling. And he took the bag like he needed at $1 billion.
What you say you're going to do with that $500 million again?
Buy a house and a car.
Oh,
I'm simple.
There we go, man.
I'm simple, man.
So, man, moving along, man. The Washington Redskins was forced to change their name and their logo, man. Several Native American leaders and organizations sent a letter to the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, calling for the league to force the Redskins owner, Dan Snyder, to change the team's name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates. It demands that the team and the NFL cease to use the Native American names, imagery, and logos.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
Was the Chiefs involved in that?
The Chiefs. No, it was just the Redskins and the Indians.
The Indians threw themselves in there.
Yeah, the Indians threw themselves.
So you got so, but we could go all day.
Yeah.
We got the Florida Seminoles.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
We got your Kansas City Chiefs. Go ahead.
But the reason why they chose the Redskins is because the term,
the logo,
the term Redskins. That's you know what I mean. That's foul. You know what I'm saying?
It is foul
for real.
But how long they've been known as the Redskins?
How long has slavery been going on? Exactly. And how long has racism been going on? That don't mean that it's right.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
But what was the difference?
What's the difference? Because it's like that's like having a team. New York Black Men.
I said it.
The New York Negroes.
I said it.
The New York Negroes.
Listen. I said it wrong.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's been a discrepancy with that name for years.
And they've been fighting for years
been
to
fighting.
Get it.
Yeah. So, what's the difference this year? The difference was it wasn't only just them. It was everybody. It was all nationalities that came out there to back him up.
Chicago caught a lot of heat. Chicago's hockey team
the Black
caught a lot of heat for that also.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. So the group, man, they expect the NFL to engage in a robust, meaningful reconciliation process with Native American movement leaders, tribes, and organizations to repair the decades of emotional violence and other serious harms this racist team name has caused to the Native people.
Sounds like reparations.
This is what I'm saying. It's like they going for their form of reparations now.
Like reparations.
You know what I mean? Shout out to T.I. He trying to get them reparations for us from Lloyd's of London, but we'll talk about that later. And we know that the meathead in the office up top, man, in Washington had to chime in,
Of course.
So Trump tweeted out that they named teams out of strength, not weakness. But now the Washington Redskins and the Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names in order to be politically correct. Yo, this dude is a
He got to shoot at him before he say two fabled teams.
You know what I'm saying?
He's bang bang, a little shoot him in the gut. You know what I'm saying?
Kid. Neither one of them ain't won no championship in the Minotos.
For real, so, man.
Listen, man.
Maybe that's why they mad. They wanted them changed.
Let's be real. The owner probably got as much money as Trump, if not more.
Yo, listen, man. Snyder took the team over in 1999, and he's not been willing to change the name since buying the team back then.
Right.
So this just didn't happen.
Nah.
This been going on for years. They've been talking about doing this. But now they finally ramped up the pressure. And now, last week, sponsors FedEx, Pepsi, Nike, Bank of America, they all said that they requested the change on several online stores removed the team's gear. Yeah. So they forced them now. They took away the bag now. Like you got
it. And not only
it's
that.
More complicated than that because FedEx is the owner of their stadium.
Partial owner. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So now you don't change your name, where the hell we going to play?
And not only that, these companies that you just named also been on Facebook as far as they advertising with Trump. And why Facebook has been going down recently is because they like, you know what? As long as you do not stand up to the conservative advertisements that be pro-right and all of this, we are not going to send those advertisements. Pepsi and FedEx, main ones.
Yep.
So
exactly.
It's a big deal, man.
Exactly.
It's a big deal. I got to say, but you know what? I would like to say that I'm happy for them, though. Not the Redskins, the Native Americans, to get that victory though.
I'm too.
Shout out to Pop.
I'm happy for them.
They
deserve that victory, and ultimately, this is definitely not something I've just heard of.
I remember when I was younger and they was like, oh, you know, that's like a racist slang. I remember watching ESPN 30 for 30. No, was it 30 for 30? One of those ESPN, and they really broke it down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, man. Like they said, the Cleveland Indians. Matter of fact, there was a commentator, sports commentator, who had a Cleveland Indians hat, but it was a white man with a dollar sign on it. And people lost their minds over
it. Was another one, Bomani Jones. He had a shirt called the Cleveland Caucasian.
What it was.
And they went crazy.
Shout out to Bomani.
But how could you go crazy for that? But it's okay to have Cleveland Indians.
Had the white dude with the
you
money.
You know? And that's what it is, man. So, you know, it remains to be seen what's going to happen. They got to do something fast because the season is about to start. So they got to change their name and
logos on everything on the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be very interesting.
They're going to call them the Skins, huh?
I don't think the season's going to go. I don't think it's going to be a go.
Well, it remains to be seen, man. It remains to be seen, man. Yeah,
no, I don't think it's going to be a go either. You see what's going on.
Nah, they talking about it, man. The money. Look, the NBA is still about to go on.
Anyway.
They playing in Florida.
Facts.
Where the numbers are through the roof.
And for nothing, Disney just opened their doors to everybody.
Yes.
They all listening to Trump. Trump is telling them, open up. So they all open up.
When this pandemic started, West Virginia didn't have not one case. Mm-hmm. Not one case when it started.
Yeah.
Now West Virginia is the capital of the virus right now. It's the worst place.
Coronavirus.
Exactly.
It's real. Word up, man. Yo, man. Shout out to Pop. Word, man. So, speaking of, controversy with race and all this stuff going on, DeSean Jackson, man, apologizes for anti-Semitic comments that he made. You know what I mean? Over the weekend, DeSean Jackson highlighted a passage from a book that quoted Adolf Hitler. The quote claimed that Jews will blackmail America to suppress the idea that Negroes are the real children of Israel. Jay, I see you over there, kid. Yeah. What's up, Jay? I see you over there.
I need to hear this, Jay. Speak on
that. But why do that though? I don't get that. Like, the whole media is run by Jews. Like, why would you even set yourself up like that? I don't understand that.
Brought him to that point?
Yeah, man. Like, just to prove a point? Like, I don't get it, bro.
He must have had a good blunt that day, kid. Somebody gave him something real good.
And then he put it out there crazy. Like, I don't have no hate in my blood or whatever. And I'm just like, but that's like saying, you know what? I don't like oatmeal. But bring me that Quaker Oats cereal over there. Like, it's you in the same boat, though.
He had to backtrack quick because the owners of the Eagles are Jews.
And they made him apologize immediately. Mm. You know, in the passage it said that they will extort America, talking about blacks. Mm-hmm. Jews. They will extort America. Their plan for the world domination won't work if Negroes know who they were. The passage went on to say, man. So y'all want to hear DeSean Jackson's apology?
Yes, sir. All
right, Jay, cut the music.
Ooh, that was deep, though. That was deep.
Word of mama, boy.
Yeah, that was deep.
Yo, look, we got a bunch of strong black men in here today.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Been getting a lot of backlash and feedback from the Instagram post that I put on my Instagram story. I just want to, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for because, I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. When I posted what I posted, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm, very apologetic, and I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to be, to put any race down or any religion down. I post things on my story all the time, and I just probably shouldn't have never posted anything that Hitler did, because Hitler was a bad person, and I know that. And I was just trying to uplift African Americans and slavery and just enlighten my people. So
yo,
this guy right here, B. I was trying to uplift. Yo.
Uplift who, son?
He was trying not to.
Go ahead, Jay.
I kind of feel him on that,
Jay.
But then to apologize is like, you know what I mean? And I hate these empty apologies. It's like, you know, people say something and then they have to come back and apologize. To me, it's kind of whack, man, all the time.
So I agree. I agree.
So then he got a lot of backlash from his fellow NFL co-workers.
Uh-huh.
Julian Edelman. You know what I mean? Julian Edelman said that he's proud of his Jewish heritage and that anti-Semitism is one of the oldest forms of hatred. The three-time Super Bowl champion added that he was referred to as a Jewish slur in 2011 called a kike.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Edelman offered to meet Jackson in Washington, D.C. to visit the U.S. Holocaust Museum and the National Museum of African American History and Culture so that they can get to learn each other's history a little bit better.
Wow.
Bird, man.
Well, wow. Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Do they got a museum of about the Black Holocaust? You just said that?
Yeah. You big dummy. Okay. That's the
My bad. My bad. No, you talking about the Jewish Holocaust. You talk about the Jewish Holocaust.
Okay, so.
Right? My bad.
Did you hear the whole time? Yeah, he don't
know. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. He didn't know that the African American. He didn't know. The African History Museum of Culture is okay. It's in D.C. Yeah, shout out to Zai. He didn't know. Because Ali visited. I didn't go there yet. I heard that you got to go there, man. They show everything, you know what I mean?
From slavery. I ain't known either.
Eight million people, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kid. It's deep, man. You go there, you got to be ready to go there, you know what I mean? You can't just
mentally.
Go there. Yeah, mentally, you got to be strong enough to really go there because they show everything, you know what I mean?
Now, my question is,
yes.
Why did it have to take him to go and say all that for him now want to go learn something about our history?
Oh, Julian Edelman?
Yeah.
No, because, you know, I guess you got to look at it like this, man. The current state of the world, people are looking at race through a microscope right now, man, through a telescope right now, because all the protests going on around the world, people are more sensitive to us now. After they seen George Floyd literally get murdered,
it
woke people up.
It woke
everybody up. So people are now more sensitive to us more than ever.
Some people.
No.
And those that are not are being exposed. Exactly. And their pockets are being taken down.
And you can't get mad at that.
My thing is this, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I'm a racist person at all.
I'm pro-black.
You know what I'm saying? No, but I'm pro-black. But my situation is this. I'm sorry about that.
You don't have
my
the power to be a racist, man.
Right.
Shout out to Jay.
No, it's not even about that. It's about I treat you how you treat me. I don't care what nationality you are. Let's go. With me, I'm cool with you. And that's just what it is.
Let's go.
Yeah, this is how I get down. But the second that I see you.
How Tiny Brown get down.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, the Godzilla of this hip hop.
Talk about the whole system, though. It's not just an individual thing. It's just about the whole system of racism.
But here's my point, though. Here's my point. I don't like the fakeness of it. I don't like somebody, just because you got attacked or something, or you felt you got attacked, now you want to learn about my history. Don't be fake with me from the beginning, because if you wanted to learn about it, you would have learned about it before.
It's not nice. He took it as an opportunity, man, to educate somebody else and himself. You can't say that.
No. He took an opportunity because he felt disrespected about his heritage.
But
then he wants to come and check him and say, yo, all right, in other ways to make things straight, this is what we're going to do. You learn about mine, I learn about yours.
Sometimes
I gotta stop. But wait a minute.
We gotta
recognize is the fact that he even recognized his own ignorance in it itself and was like, yo, you know what? Not only do I want you to learn about me, I want to learn about you. Whether that was the opportunity or not, maybe he'd been feeling that way. But the thing is, we cannot knock the people for wanting to learn. We cannot. We cannot sit here and say, yo, you know what? You just taking the opportunity to make a stand. No, he's actually really literally reaching out.
Facts.
So we got to, in order for us to get over this thing, in order for us to get over it, because race is a big issue no matter where we go, no matter where you are in the world. Ultimately, in order to get over it, we all got to have that same attitude that we want to learn more so that we are not as ignorant to what is going on. I'm not going to sit here and say that the jobs of our forefathers and everything that happened before us was not wrong. We already know that there was things that was done that was wrong, but it's what we do moving forward.
Yeah. 100%.
I still have my thoughts about that I will not display. and controversial, but you know, my thing is, it's a lot of sensitivity right now towards the subject. You know, we got a lot of people behind in the corner right now.
Talk about it.
That it's to the point where if you mention black the wrong way, what's up, brother? If you mention black the wrong way or in a negative light, you got whites as well as blacks jumping on top of you. So this is something I haven't experienced in my lifetime.
Yeah,
and possibly you could say we're looking at the second coming of the civil rights era.
Shout out 2.0. to Zion. Okay, that's how you feel.
I sort of feel like that.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So we got our special invited guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
My man TGI Fly, aka Fly. Word up, man. JOJ, man. Go to that quick mini mix, man. When we come back, the number to call in is 516-206-0711. Bars and Hoops Radio. Check in with us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tune in to Bars and Hoops Radio.
Yes. Just point out the bounce, nigga. Yeah. Listen, rumor has it, the blueprint classic. Couldn't even be stopped by Ben Laden. So September 11th marks the era forever of the revolutionary J. Guevara. Now it's a whole museum of Hove MCs. Everybody duping the flow. You see them? Everybody looping them so. It's like they're trying to make the blueprint too before hold. Shout out to Just Bleezy and Kanye Z. See how we adjusted the game so easy. Chicks barely dancing, glancing every chance they get. Like, oh shit, he's so handsome. Still in demand in the longest run standing. Kidnapped rap, 7 years, no ransom. Can't one nigga get it back, no rap. Young hoes going to Canton. I'm
point out the bounce. I show you how to get this dough in. Large amounts to it's hard to count. Point out the bounce. I turn an eight to an ounce. To a whole key to the ROC. Point out the bounce. Tempo King, nigga. Point out the bounce. Yeah. Young Hov the King, nigga.
I got you.
For those that think Hov fingers bling bling and even haven't heard the album or they don't know English, they only know what the single is and single that out to be the meaning of what he's about. And being I'm about my business, not mingling much, running my mouth, that shit kept lingering. But no dummy, that's the shit I'm sprinkling the album with to keep the registers ringing. In real life, I'm much more distinguished. I'm like a bloke from London, England. Cheer. You jingling, baby. See, I go right back and I bring them in, baby. Business mind of a Ross Perot, but never lost my soul. Cross the line, I bought pop across the road. Let him walk through the hood where they up to no good. Slinging them O's like a real OG should. Oh, he's good. No, he would never sell out. He's so point out the bounce. I show you how to get this dough in. Large amounts, so it's hard to count.
Point out the bounce. I turn an eight to an ounce, to a whole key to the ROC.
Point out the bounce.
Tempo King, nigga.
Point out the bounce.
Yeah. Young Hov the King, nigga.
Yeah. Magazines call me a rock star. Girls call me rock star. Billboard pop star. Neighborhood rock star. Chi-town go getting pimps. We mobsters. Gingerbread man even said you're a monster. Yeah, that's how I feel. To be down, you must appeal to the crew. We're rated R. OC, OG, Bobby Johnson, son. As
y'all fly, let's get it.
You're now tuned into Bars and Hoops Radio.
Don't be violent with me, I won't be violent with you. One good cop can still be silent for two. That make you just as bad. Forget your oath soon as you get your badge. Courage to tell the truth is what I wish you had. Yeah. I wish they fully get exposed. Our black sons could barely wear a hoodie if it's cold. You pack guns while we in Philly under probe. Don't ask none. Smelling in is really more than gold. Newsflash, a kid on the roster. Probably no more killers and doctors. Not a feeling is awkward. Maybe that thought is preposterous, cause some of them killers is doctors. To the women, it's obvious. The pain you speak about is downplayed.
The feeling you described is always malgrade. God forbid you die, it's never foul play. And blessings we survive through all they foul ways. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I've been holding on barely. They can hear every step. They gon' take from me daily till there ain't nothing left. 10 toes on it, really. What can they do to me next? Who let me now, nigga? Yeah, who let me now? Don't let me now, nigga. Don't let me now. We seen us dying on the screen and we was mortified. They keep us dying on the screen until it's normalized. There's people dying on the scene who be immortalized. Need to open all our eyes. Chris doing a more than try. Police investigate police who believe in all them lies. One unarmed pedestrian. You need help from all your guys to laugh about what's left of him. Before it's said and done, he at a desk again. The mother of our sons won't ever rest again. Damn. And for this ticket, you hand me? I know the wrong question to have him choosing to blame me. I'll get dragged out the car, couple moves just to slam me. I ain't do shit, your honor, just throw my way to the Grammys. Damn, monkey on my back, but what you expect? Got a chip on my shoulder with a boot on my neck. My kid getting older, is he viewed as a threat? I let him know right now what I do to protect. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I've been holding on barely. They can hear every step. They gon' take from you daily till there ain't nothing left. 10 toes on it, really. What can they do to me next? Who let me
free my brother till my brother free? We rather hustle, we don't want it free.
TGI.
I show the struggle that they wanna see.
Free chop, come on, let's go. Balls and Hoops Radio.
In my idle time, I hear the devil talking. Settle portions for those who weren't set up often. Some opportunities only fluently led to coffins. No, they would ruin me for extra offerings. I'm willing to lend a hand, cause I knew the feeling. It's too appealing to be who winning and beat the villain. I give a boost if you standing tall just to reach your ceiling. He had potential, but rather spin through the streets concealing. Circle getting smaller cause I talk more. I need to be at peace with the ones that I go to war for. I watch the prophet lead the boys to the truck. See what you preaching might get hold of them touch. You niggas talking too much. Free my brother till my brother free. We rather hustle, we don't want it free. I show the struggle that they wanna see. It's only trouble if you let
niggas
it street.
Niggas know I'm back, mate.
Picking pros on draft night. Why you tell me what your half like? You seen greatness every time. I repeat it back to back. Niggas hate me and it's fine. And the streets still give me debt. Niggas need me on they minds. Inspiration for they raps. Keep the music on rewind. In preparation for the trap. They see the future and they get divisive. But I just let the worst speak cause I've been the nicest. I tell them what my price is. Try harder, I might die a martyr. Or treat me like a Carter. I get some change, I'm still gonna try and barter. The grass ain't always greener cause they paid with commas. And I've been groomed for loyalty, I'm made of honor. It's never honor amongst thieves. My brother's in the feds cause this jogger ate the cheese. My other dog is dead for some shit I can't believe. It's still some niggas round but they scared so they don't speak. Free my brother till my brother free. We rather hustle, we don't.
Back to live action. Shout out to DJ JOJ. Yeah, man. Like I said, we reached the point of our show where we got our specially invited guest, my man TGI Fly, man, by way of Queens, man. So, Fly, first of all, man, thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming down to chop it up with us, man, for real. So, just give people an idea of who you are and where you from.
I'm from Queens, born and raised. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I've been rapping for a little minute now, almost 9 years, 9, 10 years.
That's it? Wow.
And I mean, I'm your everyday guy, you know.
Yeah.
I became a statistic. I learned from it. I mean, I moved forward. You know, I put a lot of time into my craft.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm also like trying to do the same in my community.
No question.
I mean, so I just wanna do whatever I can to help whoever I can. However I can, I mean, that's basically me in a nutshell.
Nah, it's just shit, I respect that, man. The fact that you could admit, like, yo, you was a statistic, came out of it, and now you're trying to do better and do better for the community, man. I respect that, man, for real.
Appreciate you.
So who were some of your inspirations, man? What artists inspired you to pursue a career in music?
I really, when I first started getting into music, it was really like the Jay-Z's.
Shout out to Hov.
Hov, Fab, Stack Bundles.
Rest in peace, Stack.
And then as I, you know, kept doing music, it kind of like moved into more like the Nipseys and just the people that stand on what they preach.
No question.
I mean, so right now that's been what's been pushing me as of late, just being true to yourself and just practicing what you preach.
No question. No question. I respect that, man, for real. Pop, you got, okay, you good? You know, what was TGI Fly doing before music? I know you said it's statistics. You don't got to get too detailed on that, but was it ball? Was it any type of sport? What was it before?
It was music? It was definitely ball.
How far could you have went? How far did you go?
I probably stopped playing like at the college level.
What college?
I was supposed to go to Westchester.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But yeah. I was supposed to wait a semester and then go, and then I was at Nassau at the time.
Okay.
And I think I might have just let too much time go by between, you know what I mean, trying to do what I was supposed to be doing. So that was around the time like niggas started getting my fuck.
This one, I'm glad you asked.
Niggas
but yeah,
started,
you
know, getting money however they was getting money, and I had a point in my life where I just made a choice. You know, I could be broke, do basketball, or I could, you know what I mean, hustle. And buy clothes. That's what my mom was at the time, you know. So yeah. Like I was literally going to school on like my gas lighters on.
Wow.
And I gotta choose between, I mean, eating this lunch meal or putting gas in my car. I mean,
wow.
So it was like I mean it was like a no brainer at that point.
No question.
And I had went to tryouts at Nassau. And you know, like they say, it's levels in basketball, and I think I might have reached my peak.
Okay.
Like, that was like, all right, yeah, I'm cool off this.
No question, I respect that. I definitely respect that, man, for real. So as an artist grinding on the independent level, has any major labels approached you about a record deal, and would you even consider signing a deal on a major right now with the way that the climate of music is?
Not nobody major. I know it's a few that are watching, or they're aware of who I am.
Okay.
It got to make sense for me to sign anything with anybody, honestly. I feel like I'm old enough to know the difference between whatever's going on, and I'm also old enough to where, like, I can't waste time on a bad contract. Like, I can't be tangled up in that right now. You know what I mean?
So entanglements.
So like it gotta be the right situation.
Yeah.
I'm not just taking something just to take it because you offer me something and it's shiny right now. But
right, because it's there.
Yeah, like I know how that game goes. So no, I'm not trying to play that. Not at this point in my life. No.
So, I respect that.
What would be the right situation if somebody was to come to you?
I just want something that's fair. I went through a little situation before, and I just felt like it wasn't fair enough for me.
Yeah.
I mean, and niggas was like, "Well, what do you want?" And I'm just like, "Yo, I just want it to be fair."
No question.
Like, I don't need no extra shit. I don't want to step on nobody's toes. I don't want to take no food out of nobody's mouth.
Yeah.
I just want what I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I feel like if I would have signed that paperwork, I would have definitely had a deal by now.
Wow.
I mean, but I just felt like the energy wasn't right for that. Yeah. No disrespect to the people that was involved, you know what I mean? But I just, that whole shit just made me feel like, for me to be involved with somebody, like, if you want me to get in bed with you, pause, like, I gotta be comfortable what I'm doing.
No question.
You know what I mean? And I always felt like I had to make that a goal of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not taking what you give me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could sit down and talk about what I want.
Smart man.
And we could go from there.
Smart man.
Yeah, definitely.
Because a lot of people back in the days, they jumped on the first thing smoking. That's why there's a lot of people that got caught up with 360 deals. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can't blame them. You know what I mean? Because some people dangle that little
carrot.
Yeah, they dangle that carrot, and I mean, and some niggas need that money or whatever, whatever it is.
Nah, it's 100.
A lot. I be feeling like a lot of these, you know, kids that get caught up in it, they don't know no better. And I mean, they looking at it like, oh, I could help feed so and so, or and I mean, this could my kid don't have to worry about his next meal, and then 2-3 years down the road. Like, you look at like NBA YoungBoy. That nigga, he's the biggest YouTube artist, and he can't get his masters. And he said, "I will give y'all my next album for free."
Damn.
And it's like it's shit like that. Like when I remember the Master P interview, when he said he turned down a deal, and he was like, "I knew if they was willing to give me what 500,000, he's like, I knew I could get way more. I bet on myself." So it's like, that's like when they come to you, they see something in you.
Yeah.
That you don't, obviously you don't see if you want to take whatever they give you. You know what I mean, so
you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of that Scottie Pippen deal. Scottie just signed that. He was Scottie. Like, yo, I don't care.
He didn't know he was the guy yet. He was just happy to be there. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like,
and they saw the big paws on the pup. You know what I mean? They was like, oh yeah, yeah, sign it. They said they told him not to. How you gonna tell me not to and then give me the pen? Sign this. Don't sign it.
But and then back do then, it over.
Yeah, facts. But then a lot of players back then was getting deals like that. Mike was only making 22 that year. Not even 22. Scotty was making how much? His whole career.
I think his whole contract was like $10 million.
Yeah, but Mike was only a little bit more than that at the time. That was
because his winning increments.
Yes.
I don't know if y'all seen the last dance.
Of course.
They put that little graphic up for like 10 seconds. Like Mike was getting like I forgot how much. He was getting something similar to Scotty.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then the following year, his shit like
30
he
re-up.
Yeah, he went
re-up.
To
30.
Yeah, he went to 30. Crazy.
He made him pay for it.
Yeah. He was getting yeah, 2 million.
30 million.
He was getting 2 million.
30 and 36.
And then when that contract extended, he signed two 1 year deals for 30 plus and 30 plus.
Yeah, it went crazy after that.
So wow. Do you have management?
Now I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Shout out to Luxury Tax.
Yeah. The management is Stand Down Management.
Stand down.
Shout out my guy AR. But the people that I was going through that contract talk with, that was my management.
That's a conflict of interest, man.
It was a whole bunch of stuff. But I just feel like it was just rushed.
Yeah.
If we could have just sat down and just spoke about it. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and act like that was my first time doing business in that industry.
Facts.
So that shit just took me for a loop, and I'm like, hold on, like,
smart.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah,
I bugged out.
Yeah. I just start seeing numbers.
I was bugging out, and I'm seeing numbers, and there ain't no money.
Yeah.
Feel me? So I kind of like took offense to it off rip, and I probably shouldn't have. And that just set off like a little wave of just bullshit happening. And I'm just like, all right, now I'm on bullshit time, man.
No question. See?
So, and we could never rectify the situation.
Yeah.
And I mean, but like, I'm grateful for it. Yeah. I mean, I learned a lot of shit working with them niggas and shit. But after that, it took me a while to even get management again because I was just.
Trust me.
That experience.
Yeah, I was just super wary. Like, what the fuck? Like,
so it's always like that.
How important is it to have representation as an
artist? It's real important, man, because I be feeling like as an artist, there's shit that you can't say.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's certain people you can't offend.
Yeah.
And you got to have somebody else do that shit for you.
Yeah, yes. Facts.
And you can't look like the bad guy because that's how they'll paint you. This is just life in general. If I could have somebody say all the fucked up shit that I wanted to say for me, I would pay somebody to do that.
Kevin Durant does burner accounts.
You know what's crazy? For a while, I hated him for that. I hated KD for that.
Right.
But then as I like started to get into my own, I mean, my legacy, my movement, I mean, and you seem like you can't respond to everybody.
No. It's like,
you know how long it took me to get Fly, man? I'm like, yo, Fly, what up? But I remember he did tell me management at one time. Like, I got to wait for my manager. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit, I respect it. But he just came through off the rip, and I respect you for that, Fly, word up.
I do be doing a lot, like, not on some, like, always running around, but I got my kid.
Yeah.
I mean, and today is bike day. So I was telling, like, I might make it. I could do the Zoom drum, but I got to get my fitness in, and I just bought this bike. My shorty telling me, you going to pay this much for a bike? You got to ride that shit 10 times.
Shout out to Cannondale. Right. It was a Cannondale?
I went with 700.
The Cannondale?
Huh?
Cannondale?
Nah, I got a Kink. King BMX.
We outside on the bikes though.
If you see the bikes with the big wheels, big wheels.
Oh, that's
and
it.
And they got the
little spokes in it.
Yo, the little
something like what Jay got.
Them shits is $900. So us little kids riding around the hood with $900 bikes.
Why you think they should get knocked in the head when we was little?
Boy, I ain't gonna hold you.
They should go to Valley Stream and knock them.
That one shocked the hell out of me. I was like, yo, why you wanna buy a bike and get a car?
Yeah,
go to Green Acres.
Crazy.
See a bunch of them. See a bunch of them dudes up on the street, drop our joints and take their joints and ride them. As long as we got past KFC was a donut shop then. As long as we got past KFC and hit the back blocks through Lawton, we was good.
We used to go to Valley Stream too.
I'm telling you, kid. We get on some messed up joints, ride up there, drop them, take their joints.
Or you had pegs on your joint.
Word.
Your man on the pegs, he jump off the peg, jump on the bike.
He wasn't fitting on
the bike. He wasn't fitting.
I was a lot smaller back then.
Yo, all right, so Fly, man. And this is from my man Pop too, man. Most artists has had several names in the past. You know what I mean? Did you go by another name? And if so, how did you come up with the name that you have now? What does it stand for?
I always went by Fly.
Uh-huh.
TGI Fly came about when I did my second mixtape.
Uh-huh.
And the name of it was Thank God I'm Fly.
Oh.
And so I had changed my Twitter handle to TGI Fly to basically promote the tape.
Yeah.
And I just never changed it.
Wow.
So then recently, I think about 2 years ago, I was putting music on the streaming platforms, and I noticed that like there was mad different Flies. So my management at the time was like, yo, maybe you should just do TGI Fly. And I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
But then when I did it, it was nobody else with that name. And all my music would go in one place. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, this makes the most sense.
No question.
So now
the algorithm started to show up. Mm-hmm. Like, once you type it in, it was just me.
Yeah, it's just me. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why we here now.
No question, man. So it's a lot of talented MCs in Queens. You with a bunch of Star Jella, Cello, Kaya Baby. Y'all like the new wave for Queens, man.
Fact.
Who have you worked with in the past, and who are you looking forward to working with in the future?
I work with everybody you just named, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to work with anybody who's working. Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of people that want to do music, and I'll go to their page or I'll ask for like music links, and they're sending me shit from like 2-3 years ago.
Oh.
I don't really. That's not it for me.
Gotcha.
I mean, I want to work with anybody who's working. Anybody who's serious about their craft.
No question.
That's who I want to be around.
No question. How would you describe your music?
I feel like my music is art. And I say that because they say art imitates life. And my music imitates life. So if you look at like Free Chop, that's
a joint right there.
That's kind of like about my past life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and then I dropped another project after that. It was called Love Day. Mm-hmm. And I dropped that around the time of Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, songs geared towards that. Mm-hmm. And then this new project that I just dropped, When You Black Every Day.
That's what I wanted to get into.
Obviously, it was like I had a few of those songs already recorded.
Oh, so for the perfect time.
So it was just like, yo, like, this is what's going on right now. But these are things that I always felt and saw.
Mm-hmm.
But I never, like, really put it out there as a collective. Mm. So this is what's going on in real time right now, so that's what you gonna get. And that's kind of the way I work. Like, so I don't want niggas to be looking at me like, oh, all you rap about is black power shit all day. And I'm like, I mean, for now, because that's what's going on. That's what I'm in front of.
That's
what I'm doing. For me, so It just depends on my mood.
No question.
Yeah.
But that's good though. You don't pencil yourself into a corner. Fast. You don't turn yourself into just, oh, I'm a gangster rapper. Now when the times change, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
That's fast. Like LL Cool J. I believe one of the reasons he stayed around so long is because his career has just pretty much been what's been going on in that wave. And not to say that he's a bad dude, but he's just been able to stay consistent and stay relevant.
I think it's easy when you're not acting. You just doing what you do. Like, I mean, we all human. I mean, but some niggas make it a thing to like just be locked in to this stigma, or not stigma, but like locked into certain stereotypes they feel like they gotta be, especially in the music. And I just feel like if you just stay true to yourself, you could do whatever you want to do. And if you're being true about it, like, who the hell could tell you something about it?
Facts.
You know who's a prominent? Drake.
That's my guy.
Drake. We don't. You know, like that's, I said, you know, we in here arguing about it all the time.
My guy.
But we got to say, yo, and he makes good music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He makes good music.
I can't stand Drake.
Hey, we already see, but we know it's generation.
I can't stand Drake. Yo. I don't like Drake.
Yo.
Kid. I hate the the camouflage you put on. Oh, I hate the singing rap. I hate what that man is about.
So hold
but
on.
Hold on, let me back up a little bit. I don't know him personally, so I don't want to say I dislike him personally, because I don't know his personal. But I don't like his music. Yeah. I don't like how he sound. I don't like the repetition that he's been using, and he actually been getting over with the thing he's been doing.
So you ain't heard Pound Cake? Let me prove something to you right now. Yo, who did you go on tour with?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
All right.
Ali just chimed in and said, 90s ears.
Let's keep it 90s
Shout
ears.
Shout out to Ali Vegas.
90s ears is the best years. All right? I want you to understand that.
I put any era
against the 90s.
We still got flyer. We still got flyer. All
right? But
who did you go on tour with?
Public Enemy.
All right, now. Who did you just tell me that you got some music from?
Who did I? I got Dinko in them. Yeah, Dinko.
Fly, you ever heard of Dinko D? There we go. That's the issue.
Let me ask another question. You ever heard of Leaders of the New School?
I have.
Do you know the artist in Leaders?
One of them happened to be. So we don't got to talk no more. We don't got to talk. You know who Busta Rhymes is, right, Fly?
Yeah.
All right, then. Here we go.
That was Leaders of the New School right now.
Hold on.
This is why I get upset. This is why I get upset, because I feel when you got the young artists out there, they need to do their homework. No, they need to do their homework, man. They need to know where all this came from. To the point to where they got to.
But yeah.
If you don't
do
your homework
right
like that, it bothers me. For real.
I got to stop you right there, because I want to ask you a question, but I just want to finish what you're saying. You can't expect them to know every nook and cranny, kid.
That's a fact.
You can't expect them to know every underground artist that ever came up. That you can't.
You knew who
you
picked
know what
me?
I mean?
Did you know who Pig Meat Mark him was?
Yeah. No, until you put me on.
All right, then. So then that's
me
it.
On to
we
him.
Don't got to talk no more.
I ain't going to lie. As an artist, like me personally, my knowledge on hip hop was lagging, OD, and I think I got into music because, like, it started off as a joke for me. Mm. Honestly,
one hell of a joke.
Word. So basically, I'm 33.
You ain't supposed to ask guys that, man?
No, you don't ask women that.
But you still don't ask the artist that.
You don't ask women.
I look like I'm.
You know what I mean?
I just asked him based on what he was saying as far as, you know, young, you know, not knowing certain MCs. That's all. But everybody don't know everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody don't know everybody. But then you got people that's not willing to go back and learn the essence of where all of this started. You got people that's billionaires and millionaires because of the people who started this.
That's
you
got to
do your homework.
That's
you
got to
go back and you got to listen. Regardless of the fact I got 90s ears or whatever the case may be, good music is good music.
But you know what, though?
Who started it?
What?
Hip-hop. All
right. See, now.
Listen, man. Hold on, man.
All right.
We'll talk about that later, man.
Fly. What would be your dream collaboration? What would be that where you would be like, I can't believe I'm about to do this track. I'm about to floor this joint because of who I'm on this track with. And it don't got to be a hip hop, but just give me one.
I don't want to give no cliche answers.
Facts.
I'm not going to say no artists.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want to work with Puff.
Wow.
I love it.
I wasn't expecting
that. I love it. You know why I love it? I already know where his mind is at right now. Because you know why? Puffy is creative. Yeah. And Puffy will look at him and say, yo, look,
this is what you need.
He polished artist. Yeah, he polished artist.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to work with Puff.
I respect that.
And then it's two people. Well, one is a group. It's called 1500 or Nothing. They from LA, I think.
Oh, he put me on.
1500 or Nothing. They worked on Nip last album.
Okay. Oh, production team.
Production team.
Okay.
Production team. It's them and I would say Puff, because just like I remember I watched a video clip with him and Nip in the studio when they was working on Young Nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And watching Puff basically like,
yes, direct.
Nah, do this. I'm like, yo, like, that was my first time really watching Puff be him, like, in his element, even though it's mad videos out there, but, like, I like Nip.
Yeah,
Nip was one of my favorite rappers, so, like, of course, I'm already tuned in to that, and then I seen Puff being him, I'm like, oh, like, he the one that made this shit the way it is.
And that track is fire.
And I'll be feeling like, it's cool to work with other artists, but, like, when you work with niggas that produce shit, they know what need to be done.
Boy.
You know what I mean? And I don't be feeling like I'm too big, or like I know it all. Yeah, I mean, I don't like putting shit in the back.
Let me give you a gem. Like. Let me give you a gem. There would be no Biggie if it wasn't for Puff.
100%.
As nice as Biggie is, Biggie wouldn't be at the level where he's at if it wasn't for Puff. Cause Puff had made him go that direction that he needed to go.
100%. Was it Juicy? What song was it? It was Juicy.
I forgot how.
It was Juicy. Juicy. Yup. When he took the old record, Juicy Fruit, took that, sampled it.
That's how, I ain't gonna lie, I was like that with
he
my.
Took the whole instrumental, just
that. With my last management, my the engineer that I was fucking with at the time, he was one of those niggas like, he just had to explain something to me one time.
Yeah.
And I never questioned him again.
No question.
Know what I mean? So, like, I always just want to learn, like,
student.
Feel me? Like, yeah. Like, I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
I just know how to make the words wrong.
That's a fact.
Feel me? And I'd be open to, like, if I could learn from you, I'd be feeling like that's when I work best, when it's somebody that I respect how they mind work musically.
No question.
Feel me? So, that's why I like, I want to work with Puff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
can I tell you something?
I'm listening.
These two.
Fly already know, kid.
Them
two.
Dez is trying to line me up with Fly with some music before. Listen.
These two.
Yeah.
When it comes to their beat making.
See, I didn't even know y'all niggas made beats.
Yeah, when it comes to their beat making, you know what they
are talking to your mic. All right.
Yeah, no. You know what there is with these two? Let me tell you, just like how you said, yo, you kind of finicky, how you feel out there and stuff like that. So you don't trust people too much. So what they do, they got their heart in their music and they wear their heart in their sleeve. They just not going to let anybody get a hold to it.
Yeah.
But see, my thing is, if you don't give it to somebody out there, it's never going to be heard. And they got, yo, when I tell you they got some tracks that is dangerous.
Yeah.
Yo,
it's a time and place, kid. That's why we got the station. That's why we got our own outlet. That's why we created our own lane, because we don't want to go through all the pitfalls that dudes went through in the past. Kid, but
you
create
gotta
your own
get
lane.
It out there.
Don't worry, kid. Everything going to work in this time. You see, Fly Head building, right? We build.
And we don't want to run out of time.
You know, it's crazy. When you gave me the address, I be recording at this spot up the block. I thought it was this one.
Oh, word.
So I drove past this and I pulled up to my spot and then I looked at the address. I'm like,
right down
shit,
the block.
That,
see?
Like that way. That's in the 200. Look,
we already talked about the multi. You know what I mean? This is going to be one of them type of joints where you come here, do the radio, do a session.
Or record.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Anyhow you want it. You know what I mean? Word, man. So what's your thoughts on the game today, man?
I think right now is the perfect time for people, for artists like me.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes.
Because it ain't all that
nah.
hopping around and all that. I mean, but I think it's exactly where it need to be. I mean, as far as like you got the younger dudes, they starting to find out who they are.
Yeah.
So right now, like my favorite artist right now is Lil Baby.
Shout out to Lil Baby. Word
I like Lil Baby.
Yeah.
I like Lil Baby.
I'm not even going front. And you know that's hard for me to say, but I like Lil Baby.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It took me a while to you know, because there's always a disconnect. I just didn't understand what their sound was about in its totality. Mm. You know, I just sat down and just stopped listening to music how I like to listen to music.
Yeah, and just listen to it.
For me, but even when I listen to Baby, though, I could listen to Baby how I want to listen to music.
No question.
He be talking when he rap. Mm-hmm. For me, so I just gravitate towards anybody that got some type of substance.
No doubt.
And shit. And I feel like right now, like a lot of those younger artists are starting, with everything that's going on, mm-hmm. they're starting to, I feel like it's genuine from them. So they're starting to figure out who they are as an artist and as a person. And I like what I see.
No question. No question, man. So I know we got a little bit more time left, man. What's your biggest accomplishments thus far in the game? Thus far.
It's between getting in the studio with Ross.
Shout out to Ross.
Or Cole.
See? Quiet. Nice. I didn't even know that. Boy. And I seen you holding a plaque up with Ross.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, what that was, it was like some shit. It was a contest, right?
Uh-huh.
So my homegirl hits me on the last day of the contest. Like, yo, I think you should just sign up for this shit.
Wow.
So I signed up for it, and you was supposed to post a video of you rapping. Uh-huh. And this is around the time I was doing like my Work on Wednesday shit.
Yes.
So I had like 30 videos. So I just started tagging them in all of the videos.
Wow.
So somebody had hit me from it telling me that I won. I still thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
So then we went and had a meeting at their office in Manhattan.
Wow.
And they basically explained to us what was what. And I mean, you're gonna get to go to Atlanta, work with Ray Murray and Rick Ross on the record. And then I went down there. And I got really cool with Ray Murray. He's the producer of Organized Noise. He worked with Outkast.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
So I didn't even really know who he was
until then.
Yeah. And then me and him got mad cool. Ross was cool, but he wasn't really focusing on music at the time.
Gotcha.
So it was just like he was just there just filling out his obligations.
Yeah,
gotcha. But he fucked with me, though.
No question.
Me? But that came about. I won the contest.
Yeah.
And then they had us perform whatever song we made with the producer.
Wow.
And after the song, we got to perform that shit at this shit called The Opera in Atlanta.
Wow. Nice.
It was mad. I ain't gonna lie, I might have been the most people I ever performed in front of. Ever. It was mad people there. It was mad different artists there. T.I. was there.
Your adrenaline going on that stage?
Wow. Nah, for sure.
So,
for sure. It was going. It was going.
That's what's up.
I mean, and then after that, they awarded us with a plaque.
Wow.
So it was like a competition, a contest that I won. It turned into like a mentorship program.
Yeah.
And I got to keep in touch with a lot of good people.
Wow.
Contact building. Love
and,
it.
And 9 years.
Love it.
You heard what he said. I've only been about 9 years.
Yeah.
Love
and then,
it.
I mean,
that's a gift.
The shit with Cole for Revenge of the Dreamers.
Yes.
They had like an open studio session, and they basically booked, I think it was Treehouse Studios in Atlanta.
Yes.
They booked the whole building. Mm. And they just had niggas recording in fucking closets, wherever you could find space to record.
Wow. I love that kind of stuff, though. I like to see the grind.
I ain't gonna lie, I was only there for 2 days, so I didn't really get to do nothing. I recorded a few tracks, but I didn't really get to like live in the moment.
Right.
I mean, that was around the time I was going through the shit with my last management. So it was like I didn't really get to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like kind of like it was a good experience because I saw where I was lacking.
Yeah.
As an artist.
Yeah.
And even as like not a person, but like how I interact with people during music.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? And I'm real like laid back and quiet, and a lot of them niggas, they like giddy and they amped, super amped, and I'm just like, I'm just chilling, like
you ain't on that type of time.
I mean, so I just think I needed more time. I'd have definitely wiggled my way into that tape.
No question,
I mean, like I said, them niggas know who I am.
Listen,
so
kid.
I'm not tripping on that. I'm grateful for the experience.
No question. I rock with your boy. Word to mother, man. So where can people find your music and follow you on social media?
You can find my music on all streaming platforms. Just search TGI Fly. TGIFLY.
Don't forget the underscore.
Yeah, that's for the social media. My Twitter handle and my IG handle is underscore TGI Fly. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is pretty much uniform. So if you search TGI Fly and something come up, that's probably me.
No question. That's what I like, man. So Fly, what up, man? We got a quick session. What you want to do? Quick, pop those something on you, rock it. If you rock with it, if you don't rock with it, then we understand. Then we gonna go into a DJ JOJ mini mix, and then we gonna get to that TI 50. You know what I mean? Our flavor on it. You know what I'm saying? Pop got TI. You know I got 50. You know what I mean?
But yeah, that's definitely
So what we doing, Pop? What you got over there?
I got a little something. Let's see what we got. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Time to be playing.
Is this a Pop original?
Original.
All right, I fuck with it. Hold on.
You're now tuned into Bars and Hoops Radio.
Yeah. She used to be free sex, now she expects this. He used to ball, now he gotta spectate. I got a flow that'll make the execs wait and re-up so early that you think the connect's late. I realize from the side, even the best hate. You ain't got nowhere to hide, nigga, that's checkmate. If this is chess weight, I know you seen juice. There's the proof, no bishops could ever move straight. As of late, they be harassing me to creep. Them chickens be on E, cause I be gassing them the least. Y'all just do the most, the action happen when we come. I pull up in a ghost, they acting like they just seen one. Why brag and boast when they know that I've been stank? Always kept it 100, let them know that I've been frank. I moved at a fast pace, I'm getting the rest shook. They can't keep up, you gon' owe in the rest of. Okay, see you slamming on the brakes, you Westbrook. Dodging the best look, you gon' feel when the test took. But who you know, fucking with I, probably a lie. See FLY, who could possibly try? And if you staring at mine, I pop both of your eyes. Got your girl on travel, popping both of your guys. That's a O in disguise, what she happen to be. Keep me straight on the top, like a capital T. I pull up in the drop while they packing the V. But I don't peel my top back, cause that could happen to me. Let them know they can't hang. They ain't got balls, I hear sky's the limit, but only if you a star. You move how the frill move, leave him in a still mood. And me, I be as salty as a jail fool.
Ooh.
Out of spite of what I say don't work, they twist caps for the greens to obey your thirst. Not me, I'm on the scene, know I'm the worst with it. A fly nigga to death, so make sure the hearse kid it. Reverse pivot, my feet work like I came was. That means kicks I purchase, they only dream of. Now,
his name is T.G.I.
His name is T.G.I.
Bro, tell them where they can find you out again, Fly, one more time.
Yeah, you can find me on all social media, _ T.G.I. Fly.
Word, man, that's T.G.I. Fly by the way of Queens, you know what I mean? Shout out to the young dog for coming in and tearing down the building for us, you know what I mean?
Fly. Tax.
Luxury tax, you know what I mean?
Definitely appreciate it.
Don't forget, man, check out his new project in iTunes.
All streaming platforms, yes. Man, when you black every day.
That's
man.
A fact, you know what I mean? So on that note, man, we're going to go into a little five-minute DJ JOJ mini mix. And when we come back, T.I. versus 50, the Balls and Hoops Radio way, you know
the Kumite is open.
Word.
You're now tuned in to Bars and Hoops Radio.
Miami Beach, yeah, yo. Talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peep, these niggas all sweet. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Either what, put it up for my seeds.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure.
Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. Watch your mouth.
Watch.
Stay in your place.
Play.
Get out the way.
Move.
My bitch on your Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Then nah.
Be trippin', but we love, yeah.
Trippin'.
Swappin' our cars with my. I bought her the limo, she bought me the Wraith.
Swap it.
Practice, 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 make perfect. It's never too late.
Never, never, never.
I see the out of the snake.
I see the soul out the snake.
Then I see the bills up out of the bank.
Racks,
the blog and the media fake. Shout it, DM me,
I'm straight.
I'm not gon' bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sippin' no toxic waste.
Look.
On the low with your bitch and it's great.
On the low.
Mask on the face. Jason.
Roger this, that we in shape. If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape, she gone. I put 2 million in the safe, just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap, my kids gotta have money, not just me. It's selfish.
Ooh, I took the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, don't lie, that don't help him.
Ooh, you wanna eat up the drip and you cannot help it. Yeah, yo. That I wanna. Weird dog. Put it up. No care.
Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout.
Whole lot of people need to hear this. It's a lot of names on my hit list. Mom still say what he wants to. Still wet like a big. I should run a whole blog at this rate. They using my name for clickbait. Even wanna start fake beef. Just sell a little weave in the mixtape. They know I'm the bomb, they're ticking me off. Say anything to get a response. I know that mean they traffic is slow. Somebody just got a project to launch. So for being tamed, I'd rather be well. This is brandy, they wanna be down. Soon as got something to sell, they say my name, 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 say my name.
Back to live action.
Let's go.
Getting to the rap report of the show, you know what I mean? There's a lot going on in the rap world, man. And there's been breaking news, you know, as of the Pop Smoke situation in California. So, Pop, talk about it.
All right, as we all know, you know, Pop Smoke was murdered in L.A. in February. Very somber moment. But as of 6:25, police have revealed the adult suspects are 19-year-old Corey Walker, 18-year-old Keandre D. Rogers, and 21-year-old Jaquan Murphy. Walkers and Rogers were booked for murder Thursday morning, while Murphy's facing an attempted murder charge. Their bails are set at $1 million each. Info on the two juvenile suspects have not been released. Police say members of an LA street gang were involved in Pop's murder, as well as the murder of 18-year-old Cameron Stone, who was killed in the Rose Bowl parking lot in Pasadena on September 14, 2019. As a result, the LAPD teamed up with the Pasadena PD on its investigations.
Wow.
So it's looking like they obviously have the people that they want in custody.
Yeah.
There's also two other minors that are involved in this. They haven't released their identities.
And give everybody the backdrop on how they even found Pop Smoke.
Well, according to the LAPD, they found Pop Smoke because of a picture that he put on social media with the address of where he was at. So when he put up a picture, there was a picture of him and I believe his brother in a Range Rover, and when he took that picture,
in the corner background
of the picture was the address.
Wow.
And that so these guys have said that they did not know him personally. But when he put up the picture with the address, they went.
Wow. Sad,
they
man.
Wanted to rob him. Listen, it was a, they said Pop Smoke's murder was a robbery gone wrong.
Botched robbery, man. Terrible, like, man.
I seen, wasn't there a video?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a video of it?
Yes, they showed him surround the crib. They knew what they was doing.
That didn't look like a robbery.
It looked like a setup. Yeah, it looked like a setup. Yeah.
They was in and out.
I don't believe that was a robbery. I believe they went after who they intended to get, and it was going to be 1-2, and they was out. But they didn't take nothing.
But we know how Cali is, kid, when it comes to murder. And rappers, Cali.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
See, if they wanted to rob him, they would have robbed him.
Yeah, they would have robbed him. Yeah. That's
their crime of choice.
That's a fact. Shout out to the whole invasion.
All that flogging and shit.
Yeah.
That's where I was locked up at.
Oh, what?
In LA County.
Get the fuck out of here. Wow.
Facts. My celly was, he is 6-0 Crip. He just came home, I think, 3 weeks ago.
God damn, huh? Sheesh.
I mean, it just came home.
Wow.
That's crazy, man. You know what? I'm glad that they got to the end of it, but I mean, just to hear what we don't want to hear.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What we didn't want to know. And the fact that his career was on such trajectory to be, he was up there to be.
Yeah,
he was
see
on
what his album
way.
Did first week, man.
Yeah. Facts. And you know what?
I think that was a...
That had a lot to do with him passing away.
Yeah. And him passing away.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't deny energy, though.
Oh, nah, at all.
Can't deny
that. Hell no.
I will say this, and this is just my personal thing. I wanted to apologize to Pop Smoke because, you know what? I know he's not here, you know, but posthumous apology, because when I first started hearing his music, I wasn't feeling it. I was like, yo, you know what? Now, what is this? The sound and everything.
Who played it in here first?
the great one, Mr. Steele's over here. But I gotta say, the more I listen to him, he had a lot more talent than I thought.
That nigga had range.
Yes. Facts. He had a lot of talent. Range. When I listened to that album, I was just like, wow, so this is stuff that he must be working on. Because I only heard those one and two songs.
I think his tape, like most of the songs, I think that's who he been. Like, I think that's who he was the whole time. But you know, you got to put certain songs out to generate certain buzzes and all types of stuff like that. I really think like he was a little lover boy.
Yeah, I think so.
Word the mother.
Y'all not gonna talk about this Pusha T?
Nah, we gonna channel that because we got the big fit. Right, matter of fact, cool. Speaking about that, man, we're about to get into our battle, man. So Zai, give us a little backdrop on this whole T.I. and 50 Cent thing before we get into it.
Man, let's go. So I see rapper T.I. come on his live one day. And he's just talking regular stuff. So he says, well, I want Swiss and Timbo to hear this. He said, 50. I said, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. He said, 50, bring your ass on out, man. We got this versus battle. Bring your behind on out. So he starts going on and saying how he wants to battle him, the bully from New York, the big bad bully from New York. How he's not scared of him because he's from Atlanta, and us Atlanta boys, we ain't scared of nothing and all of this. And we know you got your money, we know, but at the same time, he's keeping it friendly for this one. Yeah. He's saying, we know, we just all love, you know, just bring it back. I still wish you happy birthday and all of that. So that live goes, no response. So he comes back on live again. Yeah, well, you know, well, somebody tell 50 to come on out, man. What's he doing? Just what's he doing? Finally, Fifth gets a word of that. Fifth replies with a commercial.
With the shots.
With a commercial with T.I. with the 1-800 tips. And then crime tips. Unbelievable. And then I don't know the name of the song he put after it.
You so tough.
But the verse, he's like, you get talking cool to them? Machine gun. Yo, just crazy.
He said, I got the best lawyers money could buy. They said they would have got me 10 or maybe not. Yo, how do you explain how homie breathes?
It's crazy.
Your mouth shut or you eat the cheese.
With the post and caption, T.I. smoking that stuff they gave Smokey on Friday.
Wow.
So yeah. Now T.I. jumps in the comments.
So,
oh, we got him. He took the bait.
So 50 ain't take the bait, man. So we came to the conclusion that they probably not going to battle. I don't think it'll be friendly or nothing, but we said we're going to do it on our platform, man. So me and Pop, of course, same rules apply, man.
Yeah.
10 songs, you know what I'm saying? We got a limited amount of time. We only going to play like quick snippets of it, and we're going to go around the table and everybody in here vote on what they think. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Word, man. You setting
so
it off.
I won the last time, so you know you gotta set it off this time.
You see how he's shaking shots?
Turn it up, man. You gotta set it off this time.
Well,
man,
let's go, man. We're gonna set it over one of T.I. first joints, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna put it out there.
That wasn't fair, man.
It's a clear, you know what the clear difference in their catalogs are, man.
Let's go.
When you compare the two songs, man, just sonically, man, 50 records, they just blow. They just sit out the water, kid. Like, absolutely. They blow T.I. joints out the water. Like, what you know about that? It's tough.
Facts.
But when you throw on, like, What Up Gangsta in the club, like, sonically, them shits is just crushing everything. That's like when I had that Jay-Z and Biggie battle. Yo, I thought Jay really had a chance against Big, but when Ali kept playing them big records back to back, yo, sonically.
It was AZ, I think it was.
Nah, it was not. It was AZ and Nas. And then we had the Jay-Z versus Big.
Yeah.
And, yo, he just sonically crushed Jay catalog. I was like, damn, kid. But what's your thoughts on that, man?
Well, what?
Just I
kind of agree
with
that
you. Battle. Like, just hearing some of their songs, even though they may not pick the ones we picked.
The numbers and sales and awards is similar, but 50 just have the better songs.
And not for nothing.
T.I. got great songs.
T.I. got more albums, too.
I think.
So it maybe had to work harder.
True. Yeah,
so
facts.
It's hard to work.
I didn't listen to T.I. how I listen to 50, so I just don't know. Feel me? But I know niggas that listen to both equally.
Yeah.
And they feel like if we keeping it just songs that are on the streaming platforms,
got you.
They feel like T.I. got more records that
they
think got more. Yeah. I think these the versus battles is more about like
hits.
It's not a not even hits. Not even shit that go crazy on the charts. I think it's the shits that resonate with people, like
facts.
Well, like that's when it comes to individuals that preference. Like what they like.
Yeah,
we got preference. 2 minutes too. We got 2 minutes left. Go ahead, Fly. Finish your point.
Just like how I don't know if y'all peep when Future said he wanted to go against Kendrick, and people hold on, people made it about numbers. But if you really sit down and you go through, you're going to go, when you listen to Future shit, you're going to go like, oh, shit.
Word.
200 miles on the dash.
He be wilding. Yeah, but it's just about how the songs make you feel.
Yeah.
Feel me? I think that's what it is.
So we need to crush the hell
we need to explore
that. I don't think so.
We need to explore that for sure.
I don't think so.
We got about a minute and a half. Give us our good word on the way out of here.
Okay, our good word for the week, man. This is Bars and Hoops Radio. Here we go, y'all. Be strong enough to stand alone. Smart enough to know when you need help, and brave enough to ask for it. I was always told that the smartest man in the room is always the one that's not afraid to ask questions. Mm-hmm. He may not be the smartest guy in there as far as talent-wise, but he knows who to go to get what done. Sometimes you got to remember that in our journey called life, man. It's the good word, man. Let's get it, man.
Shout out to Pop for the good word, man. Shout out to TGI Fly for sticking around.
Yes, sir.
For the end of our show, man. We appreciate you coming through, bro. Word to mother. Tearing it down and all that. You know we seen that video for real, man. We really appreciate you, man. Go ahead, Tiny, what you was going to say?
Yo, please check me out on the 21st.
Okay, the 21st?
On the 21st.
Unorganized behavior. Let's
Tuesday,
go.
Tuesday, 8 to 10.
Shameless
I'm going to have the hood in the building.
Okay.
And they are going to freestyle their ass off.
Don't tell me, and Chuck D coming with Flavor Flav.
You're invited. If you want to come through.
When is it?
Tuesday the 21st. Tuesday
the 21st.
You want to come through? We got the hood coming in. And we got a chick getting ready to do her thing,
okay,
too.
That's what it is. So we'll see you on the 21st, though. Thank you, everybody, tuning in today, man. Stills the Great, Zy Flair.
Yo, yo.
DJ J-O-J, Pop the Bearded
Let's
One.
Get it.
Tiny, a.k.a. Union Square.
I was there.
And TGI Fly, we are signing off. Peace.